رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, one of the most beautiful du'as of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in الطائف. And to give you a little background about this du'a, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was going through a very difficult time of his life. That year we call it عام الحزن, the year of sadness. And in this year, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going through a lot of hardships. Multiple events happened, multiple life events happened throughout this year. He lost some family members. His sahaba, the da'wah status was not at the best. They were struggling as a minority in Quraysh, in Mecca. His sahaba were tortured. He was mocked. He was actually, you know, he got tortured as well. It was a rough time. It was a very rough time. So his own people, his own family, actually are the ones who put him through that painful journey in Mecca, in this year. So Prophet ﷺ figured that he can actually seek help and seek assistance outside of his own town, outside of Mecca. So he decided to go to Al-Ta'if, which is a town or a city that's very close to Mecca. Now, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had high hope. You know, he's carrying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had high hope that the people of Ta'if eventually accept his message, eventually accept his da'wah, and give him that support and help that he's seeking. But what happened is the total opposite. People of Ta'if were more aggressive, were more cruel towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine just you running a business and you're just opening up a business. You're hoping in your first day for your business to arise, for you know, people to be excited about your own product, and you're opening that business and your first day people are totally demolishing all of the effort that you have put. People are, you know, not very satisfied with your message. People are putting you down about your own product that you have been working so hard to achieve. Prophet was carrying something more precious than just business. He was carrying the risala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only that they rejected his message, but they actually sent even the children, the slaves, to chase out the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to throw him with stones and to humiliate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at some point, he felt helpless and hopeless with these people. He sat down under a tree and then he made a very powerful, beautiful dua. He just turned his face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he started speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said very beautiful words, powerful, beautiful words that we all need to memorize, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe today I will just explain the very few first words of that dua. He said, Allahumma inni ashku ilayka da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas. أنت رب المستضعفين إلى من تكلني إلى قريب يتهجمني أم إلى بعيد ملكته أمري إن لم يكن لك غضب علي فلا أبالي لكن رحمتك وسعت كل شيء. يا الله, he said, يا الله, I am very powerless, helpless. I complain to you, يا الله. أشكو إليك ضعف قوتي. I complain to you, Ya Allah, the lack of my power, the lack of my quwwah. I need your help. I need your assistance. And then he said, ضعف قوتي وقلة حيلتي. I got no more strategies. I've tried everything. It's not working. قلة حيلتي وهواني على الناس. And the feeling that people, how I am insignificant in the eyes of those people. It hurts because they're not seeing any value in me. They're not acknowledging me. So he said, he started the dua with three things. قلة قوتي أشكو إليك ضعف قوتي the lack of my own power I'm powerless and you are powerful and then ضعف قوة اللهم إني أشكو إليك ضعف قوتي وقلة حيلتي I have no more strategies وهواني على الناس how I am insignificant in the eyes of those people now to give just quick reflections about these three things Three things that we can unpack from this beautiful dua. Number one, if you truly running out of options, turn your face towards Allah. Ask Allah for help. He is all hearing and He is all seeing. He is the one who is always going to listen to you, regardless how much you're talking to Him, how much complaints, or how many complaints you have towards Him, He's going to listen to you. Eventually, people, you know, will get tired. You have many complaints. You speak to somebody who you trust or you think, you know, that person loves you. And you start complaining. They will listen to you one day. And then eventually, as humans, we have limited capacity, will turn off. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, would actually listen to you regardless. How many days you want to talk to Him, just open your heart and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing. Second thing He said, you know, hawani ala nas. Wallah, it's beautiful. Because some of us, we constantly seeking validation from others. Some of us, we're constantly seeking recognition from others. Some of us, we only feel good about ourselves when we hear good feedback about, you know, about ourselves from others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's shifting this. He's telling us, listen, the only one who you should please is not the people. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you're constantly seeking validation from others, it will actually lead you to feelings of low self-worth, And anxiety and depression, you're always thinking about what people think of you. It's very tiring. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling Allah, Ya Allah, I am a noble person, I'm a prophet, I am aristocrat from Quraysh, and they're humiliating me. But you know what? You are the only source, you are the only one who I should seek pleasure from. And if you're pleased with me, I am good. Regardless of what people think of me, because I'm carrying the most precious message, which is your message. And what matters at this point is the pleasure of you, Allah. Well, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was showing the human side of him here, subhanallah. It's really a learning moment when we shift our thoughts from constantly seeking validation from others, and you're only seeking validation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will actually be in a state of getting the pleasure of people, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سَيَرْضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَيَرْضَ عَلَيْكَ النَّاسِ You're only seeking pleasure from people. Allah is the one who has control over people's hearts. So if Allah is pleased with you, He will actually make people pleased with you as well. That's the beauty of this dua. So again, few words. I want us to remember at least these, the beginning of dua, because wallahi, it's beautiful. And we should always putting this dua in the back of our head once we go through hardships or difficulties. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. Ya Allah, I complain to you. Da'fa quwwati. The lack of my power. The lack of my quwwa. Ashku ilayka da'fa quwwati. وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي I have put everything, all the strategies, all the plans, and it's not working out. I want your help. ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي قِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ How am I insignificant in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of the people, and I want to be recognized by you, Ya Allah. I'm seeking only your pleasure, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who internalize this beautiful, powerful dua. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.